All right. We come now to the four supervisory styles. It's also called the four leadership styles. I prefer the nomenclature supervisor because it's better in a one-on-one relationship. It describes the concept better, okay? So you could exchange supervisory with leadership. So four supervisory, four leadership styles. S1, telling, high task, high relationship. You direct the follower on what to do, how, when, and where. Selling, high task, high relationship. You persuade the follower to take your approach in doing a task. S3, participating, high relationship, low task. You elicit the follower's opinion on how to accomplish a task. And S4, delegating, low task, low relationship. You delegate the task, empowering the follower. Okay? Any comments? Questions? Yes, Sonny.
Why would you say that low task and low relationship if you're empowering the follower?
Precisely because I will not tell you what to do. I'll just tell you what the goal is. So no task, very low task. And low relationship, I'm not going to even motivate you because you are self-motivated. It's almost like ignoring you. Really.
Why would you say it's low task?
Low task meaning my involvement in telling you what to do is...
So low task is on your end.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean the output is low.
No. Remember, this is a supervisory style. Okay.
So on your end, it's a low task, so it's beneficial at the end.
Exactly. See? Delegating saves me a lot of time. Kasi, Harold, bahala ka na.
Presuming the person is skilled.
You're always ahead of me, Sonny.
So sorry.
But the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Yes. Jenny. Kenneth.
My question is when to use telling or selling, or does it depends on the...
You are ahead of me. You're ahead of me, okay? Jenny.
In our discussion, it came up that selling is probably a more diplomatic version of telling.
Yes, pwede. Pwede. The answer to your questions is it depends on the readiness of the follower. Okay? Now, of course, you know where the problem lies now. What if I am a delegator to somebody who's not ready to be delegated to? Eh, ganun ako eh. Oh, see? If you focus on you, tepo ka. See? So, I delegate to somebody who can do it, fine, results achieved. I delegate to somebody who cannot do it, patay. Okay? On the other hand, what if I'm a teller? I always tell people, Tristan, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eh, kung si Tristan, bagito, yes, sir, 1, 2, okay. No problem. What if I'm telling Harold here, and Harold is very qualified? What happens? Sira yung relationship namin. Sabi ni Harold, si Alex naman eh. 15 years tayo magkasama, ano ka ba naman? Pretty soon, he will resent me. Okay? See, so you're seeing the situation, okay? Case study. Case study number one. Again, same groupings. I want you to, you don't have much time. This is the seminar. The other title of this seminar is You Don't Have Much Time. kasi po, sa labas, one-day seminar ito. Pasensya na kayo. Eh, yun ang gusto ng victory. So, 3 minutes to read it, whether you have enough time or not. 5 minutes to discuss with your team the answers to the questions after the case. All right? Ready? Go. Time's up. Time's up. I want a stay where you are. Stay with your group. I want a 1 minute presentation per group. Okay? 1 minute presentation per group. Your presenter will be the one who got the highest vote on delegating. The presenter will the highest vote on delegating. The presenter will be the person who got the highest vote for delegating in your group. Okay. Ready? Okay? Listen up. Okay, listen up. Sino presenter dito? Harold dito. Okay, Tristan dito. Mimi, of course, dito. Jenny dito. Sino presenter dito? Marge. Okay. Okay. You only have 30 seconds, all right? So, don't mess around. Answers to Harold.
Okay, the dominant style of Teddy is delegating. In a scale of 1 to 10, we rated the effectivity of Teddy 1 because obviously the work was not done, the results were not met. Teddy should use either participating or selling because Ether is detailed and Teddy is not. Teddy is strategic and Esther is not. Finally, the ultimately accountable for the results is Teddy.
Very good. Thank you very much, Harold. Tristan?
Dominant style, delegating.
Yes.
2, we give him a 4 because there's still a progress in line of the target.
Maski na hindi na-achieve.
Okay. Na-achieve.
All right.
And then, what should Teddy use in dealing with Esther?
Listen up.
We agree that it should be telling.
Okay, telling.
So to guide her basically in,
right,
in her job. And then ultimately accountable for the results, Teddy.
Teddy. Walang lusot yung bossing, ano? All right, Mimi.
Our answer for number 1 is delegation also. We rated Teddy 3.
Lupit nyo naman. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
And ideally, we feel like he should have used the selling.
Selling, all right.
Selling style. Number 4, ultimately, Teddy's.
Teddy, very good. Thank you very much, Mimi. Jenny? Okay.
Okay, number 1, for us, dominant style of Teddy was delegating for obvious reasons.
He
just handed over the task. In a scale of 1 to 10, we sort of said we weren't that cruel. We said he was probably a 2 because Esther did...
Not cruel.
Yeah,
okay.
Not a 1. Well, okay. Or he said 0.
All right.
We said no, man. Because Esther did produce...
Something.
Something. Yeah. But it was not enough because she didn't have the skills.
All right.
Ideally, what style should Teddy use? We're not in agreement. So we're thinking probably a combination of selling. We wanted telling because she was new.
Okay, selling is the highest. No more than selling. It's been selling and telling sa inyo.
Yeah. Right. The only reason we said selling also is because based on the description of Teddy, he probably is not the telling type of boss. So
definitely not.
Selling because he needs to be part of the the process.
Very good.
As well. Who is ultimately accountable, Teddy?
Very good. Thank you. Sonny? Marge?
Number 1, dominant style of Teddy delegating.
Very good.
And number 2, we rated Teddy 3.
Okay.
Because Esther was able to deliver at least 33% of the goal.
Napaka-mathematical naman. Oh, sige. Sige na nga. Sige. Very good.
Number 3, ideally, Teddy should use selling.
Okay.
Because Esther has a skill and Teddy just needs to at least train her when it comes to strategy.
All right.
Yeah. Without sacrificing relationship.
Yep.
And who is ultimately accountable? Teddy.
Very good. Okay. Give yourselves a big hand. Thank you very much. All of you got the right answers for number 1 and number 4. Very good. I agree with your rating. He's a fail. Okay. Ideally, what strategy did Teddy use in dealing with Esther? It cannot be anywhere outside of telling or selling. Okay. Participating, hindi nga siya strategic eh. See? Na pag sabihin mo kay Esther, Esther, what do you think? Hindi siya strategic eh. See? So, it's been between telling and selling. Ang problema, what if Teddy didn't know the job himself? What can he tell? What can he sell? What does it tell you about leadership? About supervision? What does that tell you? What is a requirement for effective supervision, regardless of style? You better know the job of the follower. Okay? Yeah. I mean, otherwise, pagtatawa na ka ng follower. Si boss na mo, wala namang alam to. You see? So, and many managers, because they came not from the ranks, if you rose from the ranks, that's a gift. Alam mo lahat. Okay? Ang problema mo, baka mayabang ka. Okay? The problem with if you don't rise from the ranks, hindi mo alam. So what do you do? What should you do? I mean, I became a plant general manager at the age of 26 years old. My course was AB Economics, not engineering, not MBA, not production, not finance. It might as well have been AB Dressmaking because it had nothing to do with the job. And I did not know how to run a bottling plant. And I didn't know what the people running the bottling plant were doing. So if you were like me, what should you do? Of course, learn. Humble pa. Ipunta ka doon sa floor. Pare, paano ba ginagawa ang trabaho? And how many bosses will embarrass themselves? So what does that tell you about supervisory attributes? Humility. Diba?
But your people appreciate you more.
Absolutely. And you need to be humble. And don't be afraid because Sonny is correct. Your people will appreciate you more. Okay? Yung iba, by the way, lulokohin ka. So I told my people, I don't know how to run a plant. And I want you to teach me your job. I know how to lead people. I know how to conceptualize strategy. I don't know how to run a plant. And sabi ko sa kanila, I will trust you. I will take note of what you tell me. I will review it every night. Then I warned them, if you tell me an untruth, it will come out sooner or later. So habang maaga, magkatapatan tayo. Wala akong alam and pwede mo akong lokohin. Pero huwag naman. Kasi pag nakita ko yon, it will not be very good for you. So, there was a stick, but there was also humility. And so, I walked around and people really taught me their jobs. Because I had my black notebook. I was jotting things down. See, so that's how you manage it. So, maski wala kang alam, you humble yourself, but you do not abdicate leadership. Ako pa rin si boss. Pwede mo akong lokohin, but huwag naman. Because I'm going to note down what you tell me. All right? Okay. Let's process the case study. The leader's style must fit the readiness of the follower. Okay? In the case we just studied, Teddy the leader was empowering Esther the follower when Esther was not yet ready to be empowered. As a result, Esther was unable to produce the desired results. To the detriment of the company, of Esther, and of Teddy. Okay? So, let's proceed. When do you use what style? We introduce the maturity bar. Okay? Can I have that slide? Okay? When do I use telling, selling, participating, or delegating? It depends on the maturity or readiness of the follower. At the bottom of that grid is the readiness of the follower or maturity, M1, M2, M3, M4. M1, low maturity, M4, high maturity, M2 and 3, moderate. This is low to moderate, that's moderate to high. Okay, now, how to use it? How to use the leadership grid? Ito munang maturity levels muna pala. Sorry. M1, low maturity. Individual has limited capability, training, or experience. could be highly motivated but largely due to ignorance of the task. Maraming ganyan eh. Maraming fresh hired from college. Oh, ganito gagawin natin. Yes, boss. Let's do it. Let's do it. The exuberance is because they have no idea how difficult the job is, and then they hit a wall, and then they fail. These are also the insecure, the unwilling, the unqualified. They need to be pushed. These are newbies, new to the position, fresh from school. Sometimes you're not a fresh college grad, but you're new to the position. So pwedeng M1 ka. When we say maturity, it's not just emotional or spiritual maturity. It's in fact, it's less of that than technical maturity. Okay? That's why I don't like this model. Eh? In the seminar outside, I don't use maturity. I use readiness. Okay? But anyway, M2, low to moderate maturity. Individual has some motivation, training, or experience, is willing to assume responsibility for the task with the leader's support. Willing but no skill to do the task. Not yet very skilled. So, boss, huwag mo akong iwan, alalayan mo ako. That's M2. M3, moderate to high maturity. Individual has enough motivation, training, or experience, and is willing to assume responsibility for the task. Ready and willing, more skilled and experienced than M2, but still not confident in their abilities. Hindi pa pwedeng iwanan. Okay. M4, high maturity. Individual is self-motivated. Has lots of training or experience and takes the initiative to assume responsibility for the task. M4 people are able to work on their own. They are highly confident with strong skills. They are committed. These are veterans. These are seasoned workers. These are experts. Okay? So, any questions? Will you distribute the souvenir? We have a souvenir for you. I learned this concept in 1982. That's how many years ago? 92, 02, 30 years ago. I thought everybody knew this. We will not distribute that. Okay? Wrong handout. Okay? Yun yung readiness. Nagkamali ako. Anyway, you'll get it. And I have it in 1982 in a seminar in Warner Lambert. Okay? And they gave it to us in acrylic. Ganda-ganda. And I kept it on my desk all these years. And I just presumed everybody went through the same training. And sabi ko, hindi ba niyo alam to? I keep telling people. I say, wow, this changed my life. It actually changed my supervisory or leadership outlook. Okay, so anyway, can we go back to the thingamajig here? Yeah. When you get it, the first thing you do, turn to how to use the situational supervision grid. No, the first thing you do before you assign a task, number one, determine the task or goal. Ano bang gusto kong pagawa? Okay. Number two, identify the maturity level of the individual or group that is relevant to the task. Okay? How prepared, how ready, how mature is this individual? M1 ba siya? Is he or she able to set high but realistic goals? Is he or she willing and able to assume responsibility? Does she or he have the knowledge or experience to accomplish the task? And then I will decide on the maturity level. M1 ba siya? M2? M3 or M4? Okay? Now, please, don't go around asking people, pare, anong M ka? Hindi pwede ganon. As the supervisor, you gotta figure it out yourself, okay? And will you please hide the thing when you get it? Don't put it in your folder and say, palagay ko ito, M3. Masisira yung relationship ninyo, okay? But technically, you decide M1, M2, M3, M4. And then, go back to the grid, Giselle. Earth to Giselle. Yeah. Let's say M1. You draw a line from M1 going up. Where the lines meet on the curve is the suggested leadership style. Okay? So, pwede mong sabihin dito, M1, very low, not so low, pero low pa rin. So, kung dito manggagaling yung style, yung line, tama ka, yeah, medyo telling. O, ito clearly telling. Ito, pag inan mo siya, selling. So, depending on, that's the genius of the design, by the way. This, depending on the maturity level of the individual, okay, you deploy the suggested style. Okay? Questions? Yes, Raymond. Yeah. Mike.
If we are able to qualify a person whether it's M1 or M2, does he stay in that quadrant or would it depend on the task that you give him?
Excellent question. The answer depends on the task. Okay? No one is an M1. You guys are always going ahead of me. Kaino kaya magturo dito, no? We will talk about this later, but let's do it now. I could be M1 in a certain task, but M4 in another task. It gets complicated. So, you see? No one is M1 forever in any task. I mean, if someone is M1 forever in all tasks, wrong hire. HR, come in, please. You know, we hired the wrong person. But excellent question. It makes super leadership style even more. So, ano mangyayari sa'yo? Iba-ibang style mo. Even to the same person. Wow! That is the correct answer. You see. And you know what? The follower will not be confused. Because the follower will say, oh, dapat lang. Marunong na ako dyan eh. You see. They will not be confused. You will affirm their maturity. Okay? That's why teenagers rebel eh. Eh, dad, tell ka nang tell eh. M4 na ako, no? No teenager ever told that to me. But that's exactly what they're telling their parents. Why do you keep S1-ing me when I'm already M3? Dad. You see, but that's exactly what they're saying. Because dad has frozen his leadership style to when the child was 2 years old. Eh, dad, lumaki na eh. Ba't ka pa nag-S1 dyan? And then, pag nagkagulo na yung relationship nilang mag-ama, yun, with heartbreak and repentance, the father grows up. The mother grows up. But why do you allow it to go to the point na magkakasamaan pa ng loob? Yun ang genius nung... Okay. Ano pa? Questions?
Sir Alex.
Yep.
Na-analyze ko lang yung graph. So, ibig sabihin, ito pong situational supervision style is a function of the maturity of the follower.
Yeah,
tama.
Got it,
so, ibig
baby.
Sabihin, itong X and Y natin, parang hindi mo na kailangan talagang isipin kung high behavior ba to or low task or...
Exactly.
Basta you know the maturity, uh-huh. This will determine po.
Oo. Uh-huh. Okay. Ang importante lang sa high task, high relationship is you understand what that style means. You see? So, yung delegating, kasi M4 eh. Okay, so Sonny is an M4. So, sabi ko lang, Sonny, we need to plan out the youth camp this summer. Okay, sabi ni Sonny, okay, Sonny, can you handle that for me? Yes. Tapos na. You see? I didn't tell her what to do. I just told her what the activity is. Oh, that's M4. And that's S4. You see? Low task, low relationship. I didn't even thank her. I just said, oh, wala ka na dyan, ha? Ganon. And it's wonderful to have M4 people, but ayun, they have arrived.
But Alex, if you ask me to graph something in the computer, I will be M1.
Okay.
So you will not ask me to do that.
No, okay, fine. Remind me not to give you any computer tasks. In fact, remind me not to give you a computer at all. Okay, so you've got your souvenir. If I were you, I will laminate it. Yung akin po, binigay sa amin inside an acrylic plaque. And it's been with me for, wow, ang tagal na. And it changed my life. Even my parenting, it changed my life. Okay? So, let's proceed. Three factors determine the follower's maturity level. Number one, achievement motivation. Having the energy and drive to set high but realistic goals. Responsibility. Having the willingness and ability to assume responsibility for targeted results. Number three, education and experience. Having the technical proficiency and or familiarity to accomplish the task. I have an exercise for you. What I want you to do is this. I believe this is in your workbook. Using the situational supervision grid, think of 4 to 7 people who report to you or people you need to manage in the performance of your job. Write their names, and then write down under the appropriate column, A, your best estimate of the maturity level of each person, B, the supervision or leadership style you currently use with that person, and C, the supervision leadership style warranted by the person's level of maturity. Okay? By the way, if you're uncomfortable there, orally, you can go back to your desk. But only if you're uncomfortable, okay? So, are you with me? So, five work relationships and 2 home relationships. 4 to 7 people, kasi 1 to 7 yung form, di ba? So, kung gusto mo, yung 1 to 5 work relationships, yung 6 to 7 home relationships. If you're a parent, if you're not a parent, forget it. Puro home relationship. Clear? As again. Yes. No, it's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. I'm sorry, I got you. Yeah, it's general maturity. Regardless of, walang goal. No, actually, kung gusto mo, that's a very good question. No? Ganito. The maturity level of that person on the last task you assigned. Yan. Okay? Very good question. The maturity level of that person on the last task that you assigned. Okay? And then, what leadership style did you use for that task when you assigned it to that person? And what should it have been according to our wonderful grid? Okay? That's an excellent question. Hindi nga pala pwedeng general. All right. What did you find out about the style that you use currently? Are you consistent, more or less? Yes, more or less. Okay. All right. No. Okay. You vary.
On the person, yeah.
All right.
Like, supposed to be here, never asked to do it.
All right. What did you? In how many individuals did you have differences in style from currently used to recommended? Out of 7, with how many people did you have a variance between what style you use and what style you should use according to the model? Huh? One? One, you're, two, one. All right. Duda pa eh, no? No, I thought I read something kanina. No, that was different. Okay, so you're basically using the same. How many say nyo, differences between individuals? Yeah. Ilan ang differences? In how many individuals are you different? 2? All? Okay. Anyone else? 2? 1? 1? One? Giselle? Three? Marge? One? Three? One? Two? Three? Okay, so there's enough variation. Na, three ways to determine your... burning issues. Obviously, the burning issue is how to accurately determine the follower's maturity level, correct? And then, how to determine your dominant leadership style, and how to shift, more importantly, from your dominant style to the appropriate one when needed. Okay? Because that is what situational leadership is all about. You shift according to the situation. It's not situational ethics, I mind you, okay? This is just a leadership style. Three ways to determine your people's maturity levels. Number one, regular formal performance appraisals. Obviously. This is where, if that structure does not exist, there's no way you can determine really if that person is ready or at what level of readiness that person is. The presumption is there are clear job descriptions. You can't have a performance appraisal if the job description is not clear. Pag sinabi ko sa'yo, you're not doing a good job, sabihin ko sa'yo, how do you know? What was my job anyway? Oh nga, hindi namin alam eh. So how do you know whether I'm doing a good job or not? You see? So, yun ang sinasabi ko na pag wala yung superstructure na yun, walang pinag-uusapan sa leadership style. Okay? Yun muna kasi kasuhin mo. Okay? Number one, so do you have regular, formal, once a year, performance appraisals? Do you receive yourself a formal performance appraisal? All of you? All right? Do you do that for your people? Okay, including volunteers? Not yet. Okay, all right, that's fine. So, isa yon, performance appraisal. Okay, the next time you do performance appraisal, think about the readiness or maturity level of the individual. Okay. Number two, day-to-day observation of work results. You must become a student of each of your people. Lalang, observe ka lang. So, this is if you connect this with what we talked about last week. Seminar, this is where you need to walk around. Okay? You cannot be imprisoned in your cubicle or your workstation because you will not be able to observe people. You gotta walk around. Walk around and just ala lang, observe people. Besides, other than taking care of your back, kasi nakaupo ka, sasakit yung likod mo, you know, my wife's going to therapy. We have a lot of young people who are classmates in therapy. My wife has a knee problem because of knee surgery, but we have a lot of young people. Sabi, why are you here? Sabi, masakit ho likod ko eh. Bakit? Eh kasi sa trabaho ko, lang ako ng computer eh. So sabi ko, hindi ba kayo sinasabi, one time an hour, maglakad ka? Oh, pero hindi ko ginagawa. Okay. No more questions, Your Honor. So walk around. Number three, connect with your people regularly to know them as individuals. Kasi nga, yung maturity level is very unique to an individual. And by the way, there are certain maturity levels for certain tasks in the same individual. And unless you get to know that person in more dimensions than just a name in an organizational box, you will not be able to determine the maturity level accurately. Okay. How well do you know your people? You have a form. It's called the personal fact sheet. Okay, for each of your direct reports and other people at work who have an impact on your performance, you could stick with the same seven people or four people you have been evaluating. Try to fill this up as much as you can. Do you have it? Ah? Ah, nasa likod daw. It's called the... personal fact sheet. No, that's the calendar. Isa pa. Okay? So I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Okay? No, but I just want you to start it. You can finish this at home. Just to have a flavor of it. 2 minutes. Just fill it up as much as you can. The same people that you, we have been rating kanina pa. It's a test on how well you know people on a, at a personal level. 2 minutes, go. Time's up. You can finish this at home. I just want you to start it because of the principle. If you want to know the maturity level of people, you have to know them in a holistic way. Because the data about them will give you hints of what their maturity level is in whatever area. Okay? Now, let's say you don't know your people enough. How do you fill up this form? Huh?
Ask HR.
Ask HR. Pwede. Ask them. Okay? Remember, last seminar, background information questions. Okay? Don't have lunch alone. Don't have coffee break alone. Chat with people. Okay? To find out more about them. Okay? Next exercise. How often do you connect with your people? This is the handout. Ito yung contact calendar form. You can call it interaction calendar form, but I call it contact. How often do you connect with people? Put the same names, okay? You can photocopy this form, by the way. And dalawa yung form na yan, isang monthly, isang annual. Okay? Now, what is the interaction or contact opportunity? Okay? Now, this may come across as being too structured, but believe me, you will only structure it early, at first. But after a while, it gets into your routine. Okay? Ang importante po dito is you don't miss out people. If you don't structure it this way, you know what? You will spend time with the people you like. And you might, if you're dealing with 8 people, you will hang around with 3 or 4 of those 8 people at the expense of the others. So you need to structure the time, the interaction time you spend with people so that you won't miss out. If you're like me, you have favorites. Nothing wrong with that. But you need to structure your activity so that your non-favorites will get enough time with you. Okay? So, X is the plan. Okay? X is plan. Ang dapat dyan, daily or weekly for your direct reports and your boss, weekly, monthly, or quarterly for other individuals. Contact opportunities could be coffee breaks, lunches at the cafeteria, scheduling traveling together whenever possible, etc. And then you post new personal facts discovered during these contact opportunities in the individual's personal fact sheet. The personal fact sheet is important for your non-favorites. Kasi your favorites, kabisado mo yun eh. Para takin ng lunch, para takin ng kape. This is where the significant improvement in your leadership will come in. When you pay attention to your non-favorites. Okay. And you need some structure, some uncomfortable exercise. And that is the purpose. What is a contact opportunity? 5 or 10 minutes, face-to-face, not superficial conversation, and not work-related. That is the definition of a personal interaction. It could start as a work meeting, but it could end up, by the way, how are the kids? How's the wife? Oh, pwede ganon. Nag-meeting kayo, but then you start with it, and before you split, si tapos na tayo, nag-usap na kami, Tristan. Before we split, say, oh, by the way, Tristan, how's your mom? How's your dad? So 5 or 10 minutes of that is what I call this contact opportunity. Hindi lang work-related. Are you with me? Okay. X is planned. When you've done it, encircle it. Ayun lang. Kaya kung puro X ka, walang encircled, wala ka. Pinlano mo lang, wala kang ginawa. Are you with me? Yan. So, you do it over a 30-day period. And then you plot it on a annual calendar. You know, you will be surprised na, oh nga, ano? I have favorites. I repent. I confess. I have favorites. Because when I looked at my calendar, I said, wow, I've spent more time with Jimmy and Binky than with Willie and Jabo. And wow, tatampo yun. See. Questions, comments. Will this help you? You will hate it to start. You will. It's a pain. But you do it for the sake of your non-favorites. And bossing, I want you to confess and to repent. You have favorites. You have favorites. And you're doing this to make sure your coverage, the coverage of your leadership is broad. Okay. Sa bahay nyo nalang gawin yan. Okay? Alam tayong oras eh. Because I need to go to the next section. What is your dominant supervisory style? In reference to the four supervisory styles, kulang kami ng S, pakilagay na lang po. Are you there? In reference to the four supervisory styles, think about the typical approach you use when you assign a task or goal to your people. That is likely your dominant supervisory style. Check only one box below. This should be the same rating as you gave yourself early this morning. Okay? So, and then reflect on why this is your dominant style and write down the reasons and think about what you can do to vary your style to suit the different maturity levels of your people. 2 minutes. All right. Turn the page or turn to the next section. What drives your dominant leadership style? Okay. In a word, it's all about you. Okay. What drives your dominant leadership style? There are four factors. Number one, the leadership style your parents used to raise you. If your dad was a teller, you would, not in the bank, but a telling style, you would likely be a teller, a telling type. Because of the impact of modeling. Okay? Until my wife told me, I did not know. I was exactly like my father. The problem is she told me 30 years later. Because she has been trying to make me change through silence. It didn't work, so she had to tell me straight. Okay? The model of other authority figures in your youth, a teacher, a pastor, grandparents, favorite uncle, etc. Okay? Those will mold your leadership style. Kung kanino ka na-impress, okay? Na gusto mong gayahin. The influence of a strong and respected boss early in your career. Ako, authority figures in my youth, in college, in high school, I met Raul Manglapus, who was running for president against Marcos and Macapagal. I said, wow, galing-galing ang taon to. And I said, sana makapasok ako sa Ateneo. I was in Tarlac, Tarlac. And he dropped by and we met him. There was a campaign sortie and the Knights of Columbus were his friends and we were the Colombian squires and we were in the same house and he shook our hand and I said, wow, what a great guy. So, influence. When I was in Ateneo, Father Cuna, the late Father Cuna, I was wondering, I was a freshman, very insecure. I was prom D, okay? New in Manila, new in Ateneo, new everywhere. I was boarding, first time out of my home in the province. And for some reason, itong counselor na to, si Father Cuna, apparently kept tabs of the prom dish. Okay? That's, I think. Because he called me to his office. Alex, I want you to see me in my office. I'm no, naloko na, na-office ako. Freshman college. And he told me, you know what? Did you know you're a very intelligent boy? Sabi ko, no. All I know is I passed the entrance exam. And he told me what my IQ was. And I was surprised. And sabi niya, that means you're a very intelligent person. And you know, it boosted my self-esteem. And that's probably what helped me survive the school, because I was very, very insecure, very intimidated. And Father Cuna's style was just so, fatherly, affectionate, supportive. And I said, I want to be like this man. when I grow up, grow older. The influence of a strong and respected boss early in your career. Gus Makua was a boss. Ed Zaragoza, Mike Grisdale, Andy Lean. I mean, Gus Makua, we are so impressed with Gus that we signed our names like his. E sa kanya, Gus Makua G, ako Alex Castillo. Pero yung Augusto P. Makua pala siya, kanya Gus eh. And yung A niya was two straight lines. And hanggang ngayon, yung pirma ko, ganun pa rin. When I write, I write a big round Alex. When I sign a check, it's gonna be the Gus Augusto Makua A. You know? Ed Zaragoza, he tormented me. He was my tormentor. But he had a rigorous thinking method. He had a rigorous work ethic. Man, na super teller yon. By the way, mga case studies, buhay ko yan. Hindi ko sasabihin sa inyo kung sino ako dyan. Okay? Mike Grisdale was a former FBI agent. He used to crack safes. He used to be a bartender. But he went to Harvard to get his MBA. He was my boss in Procter & Gamble. And he wrote beautifully. I mean, beautifully. Sabi ko, I want to be like Mike. Yun naman si super aloof. So, ganon. Then, your own individual temperament. Okay? Passive, active, controlling, meticulous, energetic, serene, whatever it is. Halo-halo mo yan, yan ang iyong, that's what drives your dominant leadership style. Why are we going through this? For a very important reason. The key point is this. If you are aware and understand the source of your leadership style, or the root of your leadership style, this will free you from an unconscious psychological bondage to it. It will allow you to employ a style driven not by your past nor your personality, but by the follower's level of maturity and the goals of the organization. That's all we're trying to do. Okay? You need to understand, why am I like this? Because if you don't know why you're like this, you cannot regulate yourself. And you need to regulate yourself because you have to vary your style from one style to another depending on the maturity level of the follower and the goals of the organization. 10-minute coffee break.